an audience so hungry, not even for Miss Var Var Voom, and they were pretty damn peckish then, I can tell you. Of course, no one threw underwear onto the stage. She used to throw it off the stage. "There's something else," said Cliff. "There's four people in this room, and only three of them's talking." Buddy looked up.
"The music's important," he mumbled.
"It ain't music," said Glod. "Music don't do this to people. It don't make them feel like they've been put through a ringer. I was sweating so much I'm going to have to change my vest any day now." He rubbed his nose. "Also, I looked at the audience and I thought they paid money to get in here. I bet it came to more than $10. Ashfalt held up a slip of paper.
"Found this ticket on the floor," he said.
Glod read it.
$1.50?
He said,
600 people at $1.50 each. $400.
$900, said Buddy, in the same flat tone. But the money isn't important.
The money's not important. You keep on saying that. What kind of a musician are you?
There was still a muted roar from outside.
You want to go back playing for half a dozen people in some cellar somewhere after this? Said Buddy. Who's the most famous horn player there ever was, Glod?
Brother Charnel, said the dwarf promptly. Everyone knows that. He stole the altar gold from the Temple of Ofla and had it made into a horn and played magical music until the gods caught up with him and pulled his...
Right, said Buddy. But if you went out there now and asked who the most famous horn player is, would they remember some felonious monk? Or would they shout for Glod Glodson?
Glod hesitated.
Right, said Buddy. Think about that. A musician has to be heard. You can't stop now. We can't stop now.
Glod waved a finger at the guitar.
It's that thing, he said. It's too dangerous.
I can handle it.
Yes, but where's it going to end?
It's not how you finish that matters, said Buddy. It's how you get there.
That sounds elvish to me.
The door burst open again.
Said Dibbler. Boys, if you don't come back and play something else, we're in the deep brown...
Can't play, said Glod. I've run out of breath through lack of money.
I said $10, didn't I?
Said Dibbler.
Each, said Cliff.
Dibbler, who hadn't expected to get away with less than 100, waved his hands in the air.
Gratitude, is it? You want me to cut me own throat?
We'll help if you like, said Cliff.
All right. $30, said Dibbler, and I'll go without me tea.
Cliff looked at Glod, who was still digesting the thing about the most famous horn player in the world.
There's lots of dwarfs and trolls in the audience, said Cliff.
Cavern Deep Mountain High, said Glod.
No,
said Buddy.
What then?
I'll think of something.
The audience spilled out into the street. The wizards gathered around the dean, snapping their fingers.
Wella, 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 sang the dean happily.
It's gone midnight, said the lecturer in recent runes, snapping his fingers, and I don't care a bit. What shall we do now?
We could have a rumble, said the dean.
That's true, said the chair of indefinite studies. We did miss dinner.
We missed dinner, said the senior wrangler. Wow, that's music with rocks in. We just don't care.
No, I meant...
The dean paused. He wasn't quite sure, now he came to really think about it, what he had meant.
It's a long walk back to the university, he conceded. I suppose we could at least stop for a coffee or something.
Maybe a donut or two, said recent runes.
And perhaps some cake,
said the chair.
I could just fancy some apple pie, said the senior wrangler.
And some cake.
Coffee, said the dean. Yes, a coffee bar. That's right.
What's a coffee bar?
Said the senior wrangler.
Like a chocolate bar, said recent runes.
The missed dinner, hitherto forgotten, was beginning to loom large in everyone's stomachs. The dean looked down at his shiny new leather robe. Everyone had said how good it was. They'd admired Born to Rune. His hair was right, too. He was thinking of shaving off his beard. but just leave